Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. Follow the wisdom of the Lord. Amen. Seek wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. That is in the Proverbs. We got to seek wisdom. I thought about that this morning, is that we need wisdom and the fear of the Lord, the reverence of the Lord. And we can operate best in our life by those two things, because those two things will lead us unto righteousness, righteous living on this side. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you, Lord, for your word. Teach us and edify us by your word. You know the needs of all of us on today. Help us to grow up, Lord. Help us to mature. Help us to mature in you and not continue to do childish things. Your word says, Paul says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I did the things of a child. But when I became old, when I became mature, I put away childish things. Lord, help us to put away the childish things. Lord, bless us on today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go over to the book of Matthew. We've been in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 7, talking about the two natures on the last couple of podcasts. We're going to go back over to talk about the crucifixion of Christ. But instead of using the book of John, John chapter 19, we're going to go into Matthew chapter 27. And we're going to begin at verse 45. It says, now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And so that was from noon until 3 p.m. There was darkness. Jesus was hanging on the cross. He was between the two thieves. We had talked about the two thieves. We had used those two thieves as an analogy of our two natures. But Jesus is now on the cross. The crucifixion is taking place. Is taking place. And so let's continue to read verse 46 of Matthew 27. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, at that moment of the crucifixion, God had placed all the sins of the world on his Son, on himself in the flesh. And he turned at that moment because all the sin was upon Jesus. And Jesus in his humanity felt the weight of the world, and he felt the separation from the deity of God, the God the Father. God the Father, he felt the separation as God the Son. He felt the separation from God the Father. And he cries out and he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Verse 47, some of them that stood there when they heard that said, this man called for Elijah. And straightway one of them ran, one of the guards at the time ran, and he took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. See, at that time, people were still looking for this miracle, not necessarily that they would believe. People always want to see a show. They want to see what's going to happen. Not that they believe that Jesus was the Christ to save them from their sins. They want to see a show. Oh, let's see what happened. But something miraculously was happening at that time. And it was Jesus taking away the sins of the world. That is what was happening at that time. Verse 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent or torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks split. Something was happening at that time. The veil was rent in two. The Holy of Holies. There was a veil between us and God. There was a separation. There was enmity. There was hatred between us and God because of our sin. And in the Old Testament, there was the blood of bulls and goats. There was the priest every year making atonement for the sins of humanity. But now Jesus came and his life, taken on the sins of the world, rent, the veil was rent into the separation between us and God. Now we could boldly go to the throne of grace because Jesus was paying the price of the separation between us and God. He paid the price for our sin. He was making atonement that we can now go directly to God. We no longer needed a priest. We no longer needed the blood of the bulls and goats. We can go boldly to the throne of grace, and now there's no separation between us and God. Jesus yielded up the ghost. The veil was rent in two from top to bottom. It wasn't rent from bottom to top. It was rent from top to bottom. Now look at that. Nothing rips from top to bottom. But from God to us, he ripped it. So now he was bringing reconciliation between God and man. And in that order, there was reconciliation made between God and man, not man to God. We could not do it. We were incapable of reconciling in our own flesh, in our own way, because we could not do it. We were sinful, we were guilty, and we needed a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ. I want to take you over real quickly to Isaiah chapter 12, and it's beginning at verse 1, and it says, in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. That's what Jesus did. It is the most important day in human history that Jesus took upon him the sins of the world and atoned for our sin, and he became the propitiation of our sins, the substitution of our sin. Jesus became sin for us that we might receive life. I'm going to stop there. We're going to continue with that thought in Matthew chapter 7. God bless you. Believe on the Lord and be saved. If you are not saved, you need to go to the Lord and repent for your sin and ask for forgiveness. Turn from your wickedness and go to God and allow His blood to cover your sin. Join me next time on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.